It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a boat leaves for Bulgaria at 6 o'clock and you're going to be on.
Bulgaria! Bulgaria!
Viva Bulgaria!
A vivo! A Bible! A vivo Bible boom!
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
Oh, my. Step Brothers. I'm still hearing some good things about it.
Yeah, me too.
I really am. I know some people don't like it, but there's some people that say if you go in with the diminished expectations, it's not a bad movie at all.
Same thing can be said for The Dentist.
Well, Rob, I think you should give it a try. You should welcome yourself into the bosom of Mr. John C. Reilly. You don't have to even pay attention to Mr. Farrell.
I liked John C. Reilly before you did even, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
John C. Reilly. You know what I liked him in?
What?
I liked him in The Perfect Storm.
I liked him way back in Boogie Nights. He was my favorite part of Boogie Nights. Mm-hmm.
We will get back to the final segment of Buzz before we do that. Right now, caller 100, a pair of tickets to see blues rock guitarist George Thorogood with the unique blues style of Buddy Guy.
He's great.
Buddy Guy.
And I like saying that name. Buddy Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Live.
Name.
Wolf Trap, Wednesday night, August 13th. And that's at 7:30. Tickets and info at 877-WOLF-TRAP or visit wolftrap.org. Caller 100 right now at 877-365-3636. Gets the tickets for Wolf Trap. And during the break, we talked about it just a little bit. I guess it's done. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. We have our one... I don't like the word token. Token is not a...
No, we don't like that.
We have the one full-figured Marilyn Monroe-like sexy lady who Zoftic. Is going to be Zoftic.
Ruben S.
Did you find all the different words?
No. What was that?
Fat Beth Ann, what the hell was that? That was very, very loud in my headphones. Come in here, Beth Ann McBride. This is always the chance where we chat with you at the end of the
loud
show.
Loud and unkind.
No, I she thought. Seemed very, very, what did you say? Fat!
I was kidding. I didn't know it was that loud.
Well, you know, from a woman's perspective.
I know. I think, yeah.
How would you like to weigh in on this? Would you like to? Because, you know, I think it's
do
really.
Do I literally have to weigh in?
No, you don't have to weigh in. But,
thank
I mean,
God.
That's what I say. It's just important. Do you think this is a good idea that we actually go this direction for one Buzz Babe?
I think yes. Mm-hmm. Like Buzz says, something for everybody.
And how are the outfits, costumes, the uniforms coming?
Coming right along.
Good. Are they going to get them on Monday?
On Monday.
And they all know that?
I hope so.
With their plunging necklines.
Have they been curious asking?
They're very excited to
they
see
They want
to
look good.
Try them on.
And they will.
Because
I mean, they could
Monday,
wear...
you know, it'll be only 5 days until the big party on the 8th.
Right.
If there's alterations are needed.
And the women still have to figure out where to put the tape.
It's
like a J-Lo tape thing?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a...
I know. It's exciting.
So close.
It is close.
It's just around the corner.
Days away.
Have you figured out anything that you can charge people for again?
Charge for... No, I haven't.
Yeah, she'll be setting up a kissing booth.
She'll make a million.
I think we're going to have fun with you that night, too. I think it's going to be wonderful. I think it's going to be...
Will I get a costume?
Yeah, you should get a costume.
No. How about little...
Maybe a prison matron costume.
Or a milkmaid.
Nurse Diesel.
Milkmaid, too.
Little Bo Peep.
It's going to be a great party.
It
we're going to have a great time at that party, I'm sure.
Party on the 8th.
I'm all right. It's like 3 weeks away. 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 2 weeks away.
Right. It's not this Friday. It's the next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Mr. McBride. Thank you, Meredith.
You're welcome.
Take care. Flee from the microphone as you always do.
She is so hard to understand.
Take care. I don't try to figure it out anymore.
No, it's a mystery.
Yes, you
just
you
love.
Do.
We have a lovely little like mini argument every single morning. It's the best part of my day. I love it. I really enjoy every minute of it. Hey, okay. And she catches me sometimes bitchy, sometimes not. It's lots of fun.
She's fun.
She is a fun lady.
You ever catch her bitchy?
No, never. Never happened in my life.
Mm-mm.
Buzz Burbank, what do you got for
we
us?
We should probably update the story that was breaking when we began this show this
afternoon.
Oh,
the earthquake.
Oh, that's right.
Well, it's been demoted. Mm-hmm. It's actually been downgraded as they study the numbers more closely to a 5.4 earthquake. Still pretty significant, but still.
Nothing for those people out there. No. Nothing for those Californians
just
out there.
Just another Tuesday. No damage, no injuries reported in the quake that was centered just east of Los Angeles this afternoon.
And they were making a big deal about it on CNN when we signed on here. And thanks to Oscar from Big O and Dukes for giving us the heads up on that. But, the guy that called in from L.A., Simi, I remember his name. He said, no damage, so hopefully everybody's okay out there.
Don't sometimes earthquakes, though, foretell bigger earthquakes?
They can, but they're not expecting, for whatever reason, the experts are saying they're not expecting any follow-ups at this point. They're not even expecting any severe or noticeable aftershock
from this.
Good. And really none have been noticed so far.
Isn't the tradition, though, you get the real mother load and then you have the aftershocks?
I'm not aware that
the big one that he was talking about when the bridge collapsed out in San Francisco, you know, they didn't see that one coming. That was just a massive earthquake that hit very suddenly.
It's certainly not impossible that an earthquake could set off a larger one, but nobody's expecting that anyway.
We got. We even felt one here one time. Remember that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Yep. That was really freaky.
Ooh, excuse me. Was that last year?
No, it was when we were in Fairfax the first time, so it had to be at least 2 years ago.
2 years ago? The ice, you know, they can happen anywhere, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beware.
The election is still 99 days away, and as we've said before, presidential polls are just snapshots taken
along the way. That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Spine. It's dirty.
Wait a minute.
It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Just... had to play that.
Now, that was describing John McCain's melanoma, right?
Yes, and Barack Obama's hip. They've both, like, been to the hospital recently,
yes,
haven't they?
Yes, they have. That's correct.
Yes, I've had something else picked off my face.
You have a cavernous hole in your face.
I'm going to be just fine, a-hole.
You remove something of your face the size of a coaster.
Just drink your shakes and shut your pie hole.
You never have liked me.
And while you're drinking your shakes, you won't be able to put pie in that hole.
That's
nanny,
true.
Nanny, boo-boo.
You're very old.
Thank you.
Well, these polls, these snapshots, if only they weren't so blurry. Yesterday morning, a Gallup poll came out saying that Obama led McCain 48% to 40. And then, later in the day, a poll by that same company gave McCain a 4-point lead, 44 for him, 40 for Obama. How can two Gallup polls on the same day have different results?
Oh, I hear the gallop.
The galloping.
Sorry,
now.
I'm galloping. I'm not sure, Buzz, but I do want to congratulate Jamie Ferrante of Gainesville, Virginia. He gets the George Thorogood tickets to go see the show. That's August 13th at Wolf Trap. Enjoy the show. Thanks for calling in, Jamie Ferrante.
At a great venue, no less.
Mm-hmm. Mazel tov.
Okay, how can these two Gallup polls be different on the same day?
Well, yeah.
The polls are crap, Buzz.
No.
I told you that. You don't really, at this stage of the game, they really are meaningless. They are a snapshot, uh-huh. But I don't think they're an accurate snapshot, because when people are surveyed, mm-hmm. this time of year, mm-hmm. I just don't think people are, when you talk about the undecided, uh-huh. there are a lot of people that are kind of just, I'm not really even thinking about it.
And I'm terribly guilty of this, but I think it's also true of people in general. They love to know, I love to know, what other people are thinking. That's one of the reasons we like the game Family Feud so much, because it tells us what people are thinking. The survey says,
right.
Well, that's what polls are all about. And
so is
right.
there an explanation for mm-hmm. this disparity between the two polls?
I think so. The first of these two Gallup polls was from the company itself, one of their standard surveys, a survey of registered voters. The second poll was done specifically for USA Today and had different parameters.
The second poll was surveyed exclusively people that have been fishing and almost attacked by alligators.
Almost.
And the other survey was done by people that have actually thrown rocks at train signs and then been spit out by train cars.
No. See, you just muddied the water.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Thank you.
Instead of registered voters in the second poll, that was a survey of likely voters. Likely voters include those who voted regularly in the past presidential elections. Unlikely voters are the ones Obama is counting on.
I might vote and I might not.
I know what you are.
What's that?
You are an unlikely voter.
I'm unlikely to vote, but I'm also likely to vote. Mm-hmm. You don't know, but you can survey me all you want.
How are things up on the Hill?
Things on this side doing well.
Carla was kind of accosted the other day.
I want to hear this.
She actually was in a drive-thru getting my dinner of 14 hamburgers. No,
yes.
I don't know.
Check, hey, you got to eat.
She was actually in a drive-thru, and a guy, she thought she heard the guy saying, McDonald's something, and or McDonald's sucks, and she wasn't saying that at all.
No.
She was at a Mickey D's, and the guy was actually saying Obama sucks, uh-huh. and a big burly guy picking on a nice little woman, and
really?
And giving her a bunch of crap, and mm-hmm. leaning out the car, and and then made a comment about the car Carla was driving,
mm-hmm.
and made a did you get that as an entitlement and all that crap? Big brave hump
mm-hmm.
that was following her in the car in the drive thru. I guess he'd had a bad day. Big angry guy.
That's
probably.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was very into. So what Carla did was she got out of the car and it was
just like you taught her.
And he's gone now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a shame.
If he had lived,
yeah.
he would have thought twice.
He lived.
If he'd lived.
If he lived.
If he lived.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sadly, both candidates are failing to address the smelly, smoldering brown paper bag that President Bush has left on their doorsteps. A record federal deficit of more than $500 billion. That's the gap between what the government's spending versus what it's taking in.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
And
good
this,
luck.
This economy, it's likely to get worse, so good luck.
I've got an eclectic reading list. Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
All I know is when I see the economy, mm-hmm. I like to fall out.
You know, I think I like that. That's my little collection. Uh-huh. And the more the merrier.
I know you enjoy them. I'm always just, on the lookout.
Yes. Let's collect them and never throw them away.
We always
yes.
hold on to
Thank
them.
Thank you very much.
So long as I'm the president. My measure of success is victory and success.
Thank you.
We're going to miss him, sort of.
We are.
Well.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to miss this stuff. Yeah. I mean, really.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
See, obviously.
Where are you going to get that in the
You're
future?
Not. You're no. not going to get that no, again, and then he will be missed.
Well, this $500 billion deficit does not include the billions of new dollars for the war in Iraq, and neither the McCain nor the Obama campaigns are really addressing this. McCain is still saying that he'll keep the Bush tax cuts and add more. Obama's still saying he'll expand health and education while eliminating tax cuts for the rich and adding new tax cuts for the poor.
And the American people are saying...
Everybody says, oh my God, look out the window.
That's it. John Q. Public.
Bunnies. Quoting the Senate Budget Committee chairman, whoever becomes president will have a very, very sobering first week in office.
Well, because there's all this debt lying around, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of crap that's not going to be easily fixed, and that's just the way it is. It's the way of the world, Buzz.
And now news for the hearing impaired.
Wow, that surprised me.
He scared me a little bit there. He really did.
A new study says 1 in 3 adult Americans has some degree of hearing loss.
How's that?
1 out of 6 of us has trouble understanding speech.
I don't have a problem with my reach.
No, speech.
I don't have a problem with my reach.
I said speech.
Okay, bud.
Yeah.
25 year of headphone.
That'll do it.
But new headphones today.
New headphones that help me because Tom Dave.
Yeah, you're
Tom
what?
Dave.
What?
Tom Dave.
I understand.
That's okay.
You've been hearing for decades stories about how the Walkman and eventually the iPod would make us all deaf. Yeah.
Walkman.
Well, they have.
The Walkman. That's a great restaurant.
This new study at Johns Hopkins estimates that 55 million Americans have hearing loss in one or both ears.
That's BS.
Our aging population has a lot to do with these numbers as well. Whites are more likely than other racial groups to lose some hearing.
Now you'll be a bigot.
Men are more prone to it than women.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, everybody in my family, I swear to God. I mean, if you know, they talk about heart disease, the silent killer, but everybody, the old guys in my family... Always. The hearing definitely tends to wear out.
I think a lot of men pretend.
Yeah, oh, I know my father did. I know my father did.
Selective hearing. Oh, my God.
Totally dial it in when he wanted to dial it in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And the less education, the greater the hearing loss.
I don't
know. Hey, what's going on this side?
What?
That has to do with work, I'm sure.
Okay. What?
The study says personal stereos and industrial noise at work are the big villains for our hearing loss, but it also blames diabetes, high blood pressure, and smoking as the reason the TV's turned up so loud.
Is it ever explained that just TV sounds good loud?
It sounds good loud. We all have our TVs cranking.
I mean, when you have something in 5.1,
yeah.
you got to mm-hmm. hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds so good.
We're cranking it. That's just the way it's going to be.
That's right.
You understand?
I do.
Thank
it.
You.
Finally, it is not likely that 56-year-old Keith Walendowski is going to prison for 6 years or that he'll even have to pay the fine of up to $10,000.
Walendowski?
But he was firing a gun in his front yard in Milwaukee, and to the police, that's disorderly conduct at the very least.
Sure.
Mowing his lawn in the summer heat, Keith had had it up to here with his goddamn stupid lawnmower, so he took out his shotgun and he shot it. Keith doesn't understand why he's in so much trouble. Quoting him, "It's my lawnmower and my yard. I can shoot it if I want."
Yeah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara
thank
Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Yeah. Want to thank American Chopper's Paul Tuttle Jr. Mm-hmm. Look for him tonight on 8 o'clock NBC. Family Feud.
I'll watch it.
Also, thanks to everybody that called in with those survivor stories. They were absolutely
cool.
Incredible. We will do that again because I like to hear people defying mm-hmm. death. There's mm-hmm. nothing quite like it. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Or Meredith, as we like to call it.
Oh,
our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewag. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger, and the show comes to you from the studios of WHAF Hay right here in Fairfax, Virginia,
wow.
and is heard exclusively on the I Can't Hear Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara with the poem of the day.
Hey.
Good.
Oh, did we love the American chopper? Getting hit with a tree was our survival topper. Birth control or Hall of Famer, call them both yaz. Nothing to do with today's show, but BDK's still a spaz. So home, James. Show's over. See you all tomorrow. You might win a house you won't have to borrow. Same time, same place, same station is where we'll all be at. And glory, hallelujah, one Buzz Babe is fat. Yes, sirree.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more show tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.